From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A powerful bomb exploded Monday in a hospital complex in the southwestern Pakistani city of Quetta, killing at least 70 and wounding more than 160. Officials there say a bomb disposal squad confirmed that the attack was carried out by a suicide bomber. The explosion in the Baluchistan provincial capital came as up to 200 people had gathered at the civil hospital after the fatal shooting of a senior local lawyer. There's no immediate claim of responsibility for either the blast or the shooting of the lawyer. Rebels breached the Syrian government's siege on opposition neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo. It opens a corridor in the south and marks a major military breakthrough. University of San Francisco Middle East scholar Stephen Zun tells VOA the rebel advances in Aleppo are crucial.
Whether this is just a temporary setback for the Syrian regime or a sign of a turn of the tide, they are no doubt going to continue to unleash heavy air power, which, as we have seen over the past nearly 5 years, has led to huge numbers of civilian casualties.
Again, that is a University of San Francisco Middle East scholar, Stephen Zunes. Delta Airlines said Monday a worldwide grounding of its flights has been lifted and its planes will resume taking off on a limited basis. The airline said cancellations and delays will continue because of a more than three-hour halt caused by a computer breakdown. The company blamed the power on a power outage at its hub in Atlanta. The outage affected flights globally. This is VOA News. Japan said Monday it would respond firmly after the Chinese government vessels intruded into what Japan considers its territorial waters near disputed islands in the East China Sea 14 times this weekend. The flurry of Chinese incursions into the waters follows a period of sustained pressure on China about its activities in the South China Sea, and a Chinese criticism of what it saw as Japanese interference in that dispute. Chinese activity near the disputed East China Sea islands heated up since Friday, as Japanese officials say, prompted repeated Japanese protests, including three on Sunday alone. The entire Russian team has been banned from the Paralympic Games in September. It's punishment for the country's systematic doping program that extends beyond the partial ban imposed on Russian athletes who wanted to compete in the current Summer Games in Rio. Philip Craven heads the International Paralympic Committee.
The Russian Paralympic Committee is currently unable to ensure compliance with and the enforcement of the IPC's anti-doping code and the World Anti-Doping Code within its own national jurisdiction.
Meanwhile, Russia says it plans to appeal. And the latest from the competition at the Rio Olympics, American swimmer Michael Phelps, the most decorated athlete in Olympic history, won his 19th gold medal as part of the 100-meter freestyle relay. Fellow American Katie Ledecky smashed her own world record in the 400 meters freestyle swimming event. In women's tennis doubles, Serena and sister Venus Williams had their hopes for a fourth gold dash when they lost to the Czech team in the first round. The Japanese emperor has expressed concern about his ability to carry out his duties fully as he ages. The voice you hear is Emperor Akihito. He made the remarks in a rare video message delivered to the public on national television. It followed recent media reports he will abdicate in the coming years. The 82-year-old monarch did not explicitly refer to the abdication in his address. A helicopter crashed into a hillside in Nepal Monday, killing all seven people on board, including a baby, according to an airline official. The Fishtail Air helicopter was carrying six locals to Kathmandu. It lost contact with air traffic control about 30 minutes after takeoff. Rescuers have reached the crash site north of the capital, where they will retrieve the bodies. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.